Chapter 34. Then Moses went up from the desert plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which faces Jericho. And Jehovah showed him all the land, from Gilead to Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, and the Negeb and the district, the valley plain of Jericho, the city of the palm trees, as far as Zoar. Jehovah then said to him, "This is the land about which I have sworn to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, 'To your offspring I will give it.' I have let you see it with your own eyes, but you will not cross over there." After that, Moses, the servant of Jehovah, died there in the land of Moab, just as Jehovah had said. He buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, and nobody knows where his grave is, down to this day. Moses was 120 years old at his death. His eyes had not grown dim, and his strength had not departed. The people of Israel wept for Moses on the desert plains of Moab for 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were completed. Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand on him, and the Israelites began to listen to him, and they did just as Jehovah had commanded Moses. But there has never again arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom Jehovah knew face to face. He performed all the signs and the miracles that Jehovah had sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and all his servants and all his land, along with the mighty hand and the awesome power that Moses displayed before the eyes of all Israel.